There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
Ghostbox Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me. Thank you especially if you are outside right now and you are listening to me, because at least in our area, it is a fantastic day out there. It's hitting around 60 degrees. It is absolutely wonderful, and my goodness, you know, you couldn't ask for a better day. It's, you know, it's spring. The only thing that is something that I'm waiting for now is waiting for the severe weather to come, and I'm not saying that I want to, you know, blow down the city or anything, but I do like to chase a storm or two. So, you know, I'm hoping that I can start doing that soon. My friend Christy just sent me something saying that this week down in the Nebraska area, coming down that whole area, that it's going to be very severe weather. And, you know, maybe I might make my way down there. I don't know. It's always fun to take a beat up truck and go down and see if you can spot a tornado or two. That's for sure. One of my favorite things to do. And I actually haven't really done that in a while. So perhaps that's going to be in my week or the next couple weeks, because April and May is really the time to go do it. So, and I always say this, I preface this by saying, obviously, I don't want to see people's lives and homes or anything damaged or hurt, destroyed. But the natural phenomenon of a tornado is beautiful. And to catch that, you know, on video or however else, is something I absolutely love doing. I'd rather see it in a field or something, not going through a city. So, but that is something, especially like in Oklahoma or something, and flatland. Yeah, I'd be all about that. That's for sure. You know, this week we've been really promoting getting on Sarah Lemos from Ghost Town Terrors and Ghost of Morgan City, but she's unable to join us today. So we're going to have to figure out in the future maybe when to get her back on. So I thought this is a great opportunity, one of my favorite type of shows, where we just kind of have it open-ended, talking about the paranormal, talking about all of, you know, what do you want to talk about in the paranormal? What's going on? What's new? You know, we can talk about books we're reading. We can talk about shows we're watching. You know, this is all stuff that I love doing, you know, just love talking about anything. So please consider calling in or whatever today. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So, you know, if you are interested, I would like to invite all of our listeners to join into the conversation. To do so, to call in to ask a paranormal question or any other paranormal subject live on the air today, call in 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Or email us a comment or question. The email address for the station is comment@am950radio.com. We are live on AM 950 Radio, but also streaming video on the following Facebook pages. You can watch us on AM 950, Things Network, Paranormal United Network, Parallax, and MN Ghost Box. Plus, we have just joined the new page, Free Spirited Network, on Facebook. So please go there, like it, support all these wonderful places, and feel free to leave comments at all of these locations. And I'm checking them. So if you have a question or anything, I'll see it. Don't worry. I will see it. In fact, Amanda is clearly in the UK. She says hi from still freezing England. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm hoping that gets better for you. And a number of people are saying hello today on different pages. Hello to all of you. Thank you very much for joining me today. You know, to me, paranormal, It's not to me. This is a fact. Paranormal is not just spirits. It's not just ghosts. Paranormal is ufology. It's Bigfoot. It's like we always say, just the unusual, you know, stuff that isn't normal. So that's why we're going to open this up to be a paranormal discussion. Joining me in the second segment of the show is Christy Ayers. We're talking about a new online show that we're doing together. We just had an episode last week called Paranormal Reveal. We'll talk a little bit about that for, you know, whatever, just kind of let everyone know what it is. We're really proud of it. But I also wanted to start, for those of you who have watched, like, see me promote stuff on Facebook, and I promote this show every week with a little bit of art, you know, just kind of hopefully visually gets people excited to join in. I'm not really sure if that's the case or not. But this week, when it's paranormal chat, I always take like a vintage picture and I put it on to my normal advertisement for the show. And this week, there is a picture that I really find very interesting. And it's this very heavy snow-covered woods. And at the very far end in the distance is this creature that's staring back at everybody. And I find this very interesting. I love pictures that are from a long time ago. You know, we certainly can see a lot of recent pictures of paranormal, but I seem to want to doubt things a little bit more in the age of digital pictures because of so much that could easily be affected by editing and whatnot. Don't get me wrong, especially in the 1800s, or as we call the 18 sizzles, you'd certainly had a lot of people doing weird photographic techniques to make it look like that Abraham Lincoln is touching Mary Todd Lincoln in photos and whatnot. But here, this picture is very interesting. And what it is, this picture of this creature at the far end, it's from the Dyatlov group. And it was nine Russian hikers died in northern Ural Mountains between the 1st and 2nd of February 1959. They don't know how it happened. They were found, it's possibly as an avalanche, but the last picture on their roll of film was this picture of this shot that goes down this like, not even a trail, because no one's really explores that area, but there's this figure looking back on them, and it looks like a Yeti, like what we would think a Yeti would look like. It's pretty interesting. I love this stuff. You know, it's like, what on earth is it? And maybe it's been debunked after all this time. I really don't know, but it's certainly something I am not sure what it could possibly be. So, you know, that's something right there. And I just love to see these type of pictures. Another picture that I love, another paranormal picture that I absolutely love, is the Amityville picture. I don't know if you all seen this. It's fairly well known. And it was taken, I think, in 1976, the night that the Warrens, Ed and Lorraine Warren, brought in the camera crews and the reporters to the Amityville. This is the second time that Ed and Lorraine had been in the house. And they bring in reporters, they bring in media as well as other mediums and whatnot. And the photographer who is there, he took some pictures, and he took a picture looking past a stairwell. I think it's on the second floor, and in some bedrooms. And there's this little boy that's staring out at the camera with these white eyes. And we're not 100% sure what that is, but my goodness, I mean, that is pretty incredible. And so, if you have a chance, go to Google, look up Ghost Boy Amityville, which I'm going to kind of do right now, because a lot of people think, because don't forget, the whole story of Amityville is the Lutz family that moved in there after the other family, and I can't remember their names off the top of my head, the other family had been all murdered in the house. And they, you know, at the time thought that it's possibly one of the boys, one of the sons, the young sons, that the picture is based, that's the picture of this, you know, the ghost of that, of the son that was murdered. But I remember there was just some film footage of Ed Warren saying, no, it's demonic, it's a demon. And I don't know if I don't know if I agree with that, to be honest. I don't think everything is a demon, but I'll tell you, that picture by itself is pretty crazy. That is really something. So, I don't know. And I'm trying to think what the family was, the name of the family that were actually murdered there. I feel really bad. I should know that off the top of my head, but I don't. And I'm hoping at some point to bring in somebody who – there's somebody I have in mind that I want to bring in who actually was there that night, and hopefully that they can come in and talk with us about the Amityville Horror, about being in there that night. I mean, you could just imagine. And I've actually wondered a lot whether or not they've actually been able to any of the other people who lived in there since the Lutz, have they gotten paranormal activity? Because it's always sounded like that they don't. You know, they haven't gotten it. So it'll be very – oh, thank you. Christy just texted me, the DeFeo family. So thank you very much. I was really struggling on that today. So the DeFeo family were the ones who were murdered by their – at least by their oldest son. If not, more people were involved, but he certainly was it. And it could be – a lot of people think that that image with the young boy is one of the DeFeo sons. So check out that. You know, we spent the last 10 minutes talking about how to check out the photo. Please check it out. It's really creepy, actually. It's pretty incredible. And so, you know, like I said, this program today, what we're doing, we are going to be talking about paranormal. Tell me what you want to talk about. Tell me about what interests you in the paranormal. What we're going to do, we're going to take a break for our next segment. We're going to have on Christy Ayers. We're going to talk about our show, Paranormal Reveal. We're going to talk about some of the things that she's been up to. This, we're really proud of this. So please, definitely check that out. We're going to talk about next segment and also whatever you want to talk about too. This is Ghostbox Radio on AM 950. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you very much for joining me today. We today are just talking about the paranormal in general. We are just talking about, you know, what we're watching, what we're enjoying, any stories you want to share with me, anything you want to talk about, you can do so. You can call in at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. You can also leave comments on Facebook. And to me, I know we're live, but it looks like that the comments have become weird. And I'm not sure if you're leaving comments, I may not be seeing them. So you can definitely call in if you want to talk. But, you know, we'll pick this up in the third segment anyway. The what we're going to do right now, we're going to bring on Christy Ayers, who we've been working together on a lot of things. But last week on Wednesday, we did a show, an online show on Facebook on a lot of these networks that we're really excited about. And Christy, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for taking the time and calling in. And we can talk about Paranormal Reveal, which we just had done last Wednesday. It was an evening show. It starts at 9 p.m. Central Time. It's actually a monthly show. It's not a weekly show. And we are on the Things Network. We are on the Free Spirited Network, as well as MN Ghost Box, Buried Alive. These are all Facebook pages, folks, that you could go to. You can like. It's a video show. And Christy, what's Paranormal Reveal about? What did we do on Wednesday?
Well, basically, we find people who have had one specific investigation that I think they are able to get a lot of good evidence from, something that really impacted them and impacted, you know, their lives. Having Shar on there last week talking about this investigation that she did at Villisca House, it was really incredible to hear her story and hear everything that happened. And I mean, even just preparing for the show beforehand, once we had her on and we're listening to the evidence and things like that, it took on a whole different light and a whole different meaning. And it almost puts, I guess, the viewers in to the investigation with them. And it certainly did that for me when we were talking to her and the fear that she felt and the things that she went through and just all the different feelings and emotions that kind of went along with it. And so, you know, being able to do that again and with other people would just be amazing, and I'm really looking forward to it. So I think we have a couple people possibly lined up. So hopefully that will all go well and we can have them on, because there's some pretty incredible stories out there.
What makes this unique from the other programs that have people on talking about places they've investigated?
Well, I think when people go on these other shows and they talk about it, it's a lot more, you know, just random experiences in general, not just focusing on one place or one time. It's, you know, pulling in all these different locations. And I think it just kind of, this is just more of a focused type place. And not only that, it's not the host of the show or the person on the show talking about their own experiences, but it's bringing somebody else and their life and their experiences to light, you know, and other people can relate to that. You know, they're not always going to relate to, you know, specifically what I've done or what you've done, but, you know, maybe they'll relate to another guest on the show. So I think it really is different, and it, you know, all these people do all these investigations and you never hear about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of sad. What's the point of doing it if we can't share it? And so I'm excited to be able to help and be that vehicle for people to share what they've done.
I love the fact that it was so focused when we had that conversation with Char. And, you know, we don't have like a certain time that we have to stay within the program when we do it. But on Wednesday, it just was over 2 hours, just over. And I don't think that there was any time wasted in that program, because there was it was a very focused, it was a very tight program that Char was able to be very concise, but also let us know and convey what she felt that whole evening. I thought that was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and I always think it's kind of, to me, because I mean, people do live shows all the time, and I feel like it's what people want to hear and it's what people want to watch when we plan to go, you know, let's just go an hour. And the next thing, you know, 2 hours have gone by and then we're going over that because people keep coming in and asking questions. And, you know, even the next couple of days, for a couple of days after, people were, you know, watching and commenting and just really blown away by it. So I think we're really on to something. So I'm excited for that.
And one of the things that at least Char did, and it's not it doesn't have to be this way for every program, but it's certainly helpful, is when they're able to provide us with recordings, with photos. And the photos don't have to be photos of apparitions or anything. It just be photos of the location, photos of what they experienced. You know, the photos that Char provided was to help set the context of what she was talking about. And I thought, boy, that's really cool. That was a really really expressive way for people to understand what's happening at that house that night.
Yes. Yeah. And I also like the fact that, you know, when you talk about your experiences and stuff in that context and with the ability to go back and forth, you know, somebody might come along and say, you know, well, maybe it was this or maybe it was that. It really opens the door. It opens the conversations up for, you know, the good, healthy debate side of things, which I don't think we do enough. I think people just get angry and, you know, think we're judging and things like that. But it's really good and healthy to be able to say, you know, what if it was this or what if it was that? Or maybe they catch something, you know, an EVP or something that no one heard initially. You know, there's all kinds of good things that can come out of from so many people being involved.
And we did actually have a couple times people who are watching, you know, not challenge, I don't think, but ask questions about some of the stuff that Char was talking about. And Char, as you, many of you have listened, as she has guest hosted for me on this program before, you know, a lot of people were able to, you know, it was a safe zone where they could ask questions about where she came up with some of this stuff, and her be able to answer and be able to be, you know, just fine about it as well. And that is really what paranormal investigating is, to be. It is, like you said, an exchange of you know, conversation about the investigation. It shouldn't be, this is what I found, and you cannot disagree with me about it.
Yes, and I think that good, healthy conversation will help the field move forward, and I think it'll help, you know, people come with better ideas and better thoughts and better ways to process things, so that we can maybe further our knowledge and, you know, creating more evidence and, you know, better ways to communicate. So, and that's what I really want more than anything. That's the tech nerd in me right there. So,
yeah. No, I would agree. It's really nice to be able to share other people's experiences and just, you know, because it's great from start to finish to be able to get a location. Like you said, there might be some other people that you have reached out to that are interested. And obviously, we won't say anything until it's all, you know, set in stone and we're ready to go. But it sounds good. And like you said, this is a monthly adventure, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it's
so, and we're looking for more people. So, I mean, message us, you know, you can, I think I'm tagged in this post too. You can always add me if you want, or, you know, just reach out to me, reach out to Greg. If you have a story, if you have something amazing to tell us, you know, let's tell the world, let's tell everybody.
And for those of you who are listening on the radio, you can reach out to me, Greg@ghostboxradio.com. And reach out to me if you want to be a part of this. You don't have to be a paranormal investigator to do so. So please do so. Reach out to me. And for those of you who want to see what we had done, you go to Free Spirited Network or go to Things Network or MN Ghost Box on Facebook and check out. Look for Paranormal Reveal, Villisca Axe Murder House with investigator Char Savoy. And I'm sure you're going to love it. Christy, we're going to go to break. So thank you so very much for joining me for this segment. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome.
It was great. And we're going to be back talking more. We got some questions coming through. If you have questions, send them through. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And we recently had Ernie and Denise Pack on from Pac-Man Paranormal talking about their work, along with others, to save Waverly Hills Sanatorium, a hugely popular and well-loved paranormal location. I urge everyone to seek out that episode from January 16th and listen to what's going on over at Waverly Hills, and to also support them in their endeavor to save Waverly Hills from mismanagement. Go to SaveWaverlyHills.com and sign the petition, and please consider making a donation via the GoFundMe page. Please share out SaveWaverlyHills.com everywhere you can go. That would be really fantastic. And also, please make sure that you are going to Enchanted Boutique MN on Facebook. You know, they had suffered some damage, but now they're pretty much back up and running. There's still stuff they're doing. They're still bringing out stock. But if you go out to Enchanted Boutique, which is 1860 Beam Avenue in Maplewood, Minnesota, you're going to see a lot of fantastic stuff there. And if you go to EnchantedBoutiqueMN.com, they have a lot of services, a lot of classes. Check it out. And you're going to see a lot of variety. We just had Jenny Davis on, who works with her mom to run this wonderful store. And they just were on last week. And you're going to be able to see all the stuff that they have going on there. Plus, if you go into the store, you can see all the merchandise and whatnot. And if you are just getting into thinking about checking out the metaphysical and whatnot, please go there, ask them how you want to kind of get into it, how you want to start. They're not going to force you into anything. They're going to take care of you. So please, that's once again, Enchanted Boutique, go on their Facebook page, which is Enchanted Boutique MN, or go to EnchantedBoutiqueMN.com and check out their website. And also, I did want to say, if you go to the Facebook page, they do a lot of live sales. So please check that out too, because that's where you're going to see their merchandise and get some stuff without even having to go into the store. So there's a lot of good things there. So please check that out. Also, don't forget that Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on Facebook pages, Things Network, Paranormal United Network, Free Spirited Network, as well as MN Ghost Box, I do live Spirit Box sessions. This is an opportunity not only to see paranormal gear at work, but the possibility to reach out to your loved ones who have passed. This is a very positive program, and I hope you'll join us to reach out to spirits. You know, we don't talk about the show all that much. We don't talk about MN Ghost Box and Ghost Box Live. So just maybe if we still have time by the end of the show, I might touch on that a little bit more, because I don't know if everyone really understands what we do on this, but I'll tell you, it's powerful. You know, we really believe that we're picking up people's loved ones. We have the loved ones who are watching and they're saying, yes, that is my dad's voice. That is my uncle's voice coming through this radio, the spirit box. So definitely, if you have a chance, check me out on Facebook tonight, because it's a pretty powerful show. I absolutely love it. And also, if you miss Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken live, AM 950 replays these episodes Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, or you can listen anytime by going to Spotify or iTunes. After listening, please leave a positive review for my show. I'd greatly appreciate it. And you can always reach out to me, greg@ghostboxradio.com, especially if you want to take part in our show that we talked about last segment, Paranormal Reveal. Now, if you want to join into the conversation, and once again, I'm not sure if the live is working on Facebook, because the live is just kind of blinking at me. It's not saying how many people are watching, and I've stopped getting comments. So if you are listening and you want to join into the conversation, you can do so. Call in 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. You can also send me a note through email, comment@am950radio.com as well. We did get a text from a gentleman named Magnus, and he was wondering if seeing those of dead relatives in dreams, like multiple times and being very vivid dreams, is a visitation, or did he have too much on his mind, which is a very fair question to ask. And, you know, I am not a medium, and I think that question might have been because he thought Sarah was going to be on today. And Magnus, I'm so sorry that she was not able to take part. But I'd love to share my experience and what I think, and you don't have to believe it. But I personally do believe when you are seeing your relatives who have passed, I believe that they have a message for you. I believe they are trying to let you know that they are there, and I think that those are positive times when they come through. I think it's a positive thing when they come through and try to talk with you and try to come to you in dreams. I remember specifically when my dad had passed in 2015, I had a number of months of him showing up in my dreams, and he had passed unexpectedly. So he would just show up in my dreams, and I would always be there. And I think sometimes it was actually my own mind kind of trying to come to terms with the loss of my father, because some of the dreams would be I'd be in a room and he'd be at the far end of the room walking through a doorway, and I'd go through that doorway and he wasn't in there. You know, that's kind of a classic sort of your brain is trying to figure out what's going on. So at that point, what had happened, I'd had months of these dreams, and then he would disappear. He would disappear when I'd try to talk with him. He would disappear when I tried to be in the room with him. And once again, these are in the dreams. So what would happen would be that I would be frustrated by this. And then one night I had a dream with him again. It was in my family's kitchen, which was still – at that point, my mom was still alive. And so it was the kitchen that we were, is still there. I mean, it was still part of the family. But he was in his kitchen. He looked like he was in his 50s, not in his 70s, where he was nearly 80 when he passed. So his hair was all black. It wasn't gray. He looked great. And he was in this dream with me, and I'm sitting at the table, and he was sitting where he always sat at the table, in the kitchen table, and I'm doing my thing. And I'm like, wait a minute. What are you doing here? You're dead. And he disappeared. And I'm like, oh, no, you're not disappearing this time. You come back here. You come back here right now. I'm telling my dad in this dream, which has suddenly become lucid, you come back here right now. And he came back. And I just said to him, I just want to let you know that I love you very much, and I am very angry that you have left us. And the look on his face when I said that, this is why I don't believe that this is a dream, that I believe this was him visiting me. We were in a family that we knew that we all loved each other, but we never said it. We weren't people like every time we get off the phone, okay, I love you, you know, stuff like that. A lot of families do that. We are not that sort of family. So I said, the only time I've really said I loved you to my dad. And the look on his face was such like a surprise and cared that I had never seen that look on his face before, but it felt real. So, and I just kept saying until I woke up, I said, I'm so angry you left us. I'm so angry you left us. And then I woke up, and that dream has never left me. And that to me is where I firmly believe that loved ones, when you see them in dreams, and if it resonates with you, if you are saying, my gosh, you know what? I had a dream about my dad last night, and I just feel like that was him. I wouldn't discount that. I would actually be like, yes, I think that is very much what that is. And so, I mean, it's very personal. And, you know, spirit interaction, I think, is very personal. It's something that, you know, you kind of put yourself out there when you talk about it, because even though we all, a lot of us now, believe in spirits and ghosts and whatnot, to have those very personal recollections, you know, you do put yourself out there, because you're going to have people like, oh my God, really? Is that really what happened? And it's like, yeah, it is what happened. And so, you know, Magnus, thank you so much for the question. And you know what? I hope that because we're going to have we're going to get in some other mediums and do one question readings and stuff. And I invite you to come back and ask that question again, because I want to make sure that you feel like that you got the answer you were looking for. Maybe I did that for you. Maybe not. Maybe I made it worse. I hope not. But, you know, I just want to make sure that you're getting what you want out of it. We were talking about spirit boxes a little bit. Well, I was. And we were talking about my Ghost Box Live on Sunday nights, talking about getting loved ones through this little radio, which is another way of reaching out to spirits. And we also do that on Tuesday nights, called Ghost Box Live Experimental Sessions. And what that is, like last Tuesday, Christy was in town that you just heard, and she brought a couple of her haunted dolls with. The week before, we had this haunted Charlie doll on that we communicated with. And then Tuesday night, we did a voodoo doll. And I'll tell you, you know, these were, you know, after you listen to stuff coming through the box, you know when things are different types of communication. And one of the things that I did, we both did, was we asked the spirit of the voodoo doll, that if there was a spirit in there, can you make something move? Can you make something move in my house? Because that's where I do it, is my house. Nothing moved. And then the next morning at 7:30 or around that time, I hear a big crash in the kitchen from upstairs. And our first thought was, well, it's Linus, my cat. And it's like, well, nope, Linus is on my bed. So what is that? And so I go downstairs, and there is some pans that are on the floor from that have been on top of my refrigerator. Been on top of my refrigerator for 10 years. You know, I haven't moved them. I made a video of it. You could tell by the dust that nothing gets moved up there. And so these things fell. Now, can I say that that is from that doll or from that session or from what we asked? No. You can't do that, because there's no way of completely knowing. But what happened then? How did this happen? Where did this all, come from? Why did this stuff fall? And that's the interesting thing about it is, you know, you can't always correlate something to an event like that. But at the same time, you certainly can ask the questions, which I love doing. I love thinking, well, maybe that's what it was, or maybe it's someone trying to get our attention. And maybe, you know, even though there's a lot of stuff around the house that they couldn't knock down, and because I have a lot of stuff going on in my house where I'm trying to move a bunch of stuff out, perhaps, just perhaps, that this is something where we had that the spirit knew that it would get my attention by doing it that specific way. And I thought that was really interesting. And we haven't had anything since then, but boy, that was crazy. You know, once we get into the fourth segment here, if you want to bring up a subject, please do so. You can call in at 952-946-6205, and we can talk about whatever you want. Otherwise, we'll go ahead with what I have planned to talk about. And we're going to come back for our final segment. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And next week is Easter, but if you missed it, we're going to rerun our episode with Jenny Davis from Enchanted Boutique. we're talking about bridging the gap between the metaphysical and paranormal, then on April 24th, we're going to have on Katrina Weidman from the hit Travel Channel series Portals to Hell. For our final segment, we are going to continue our conversation talking about just our paranormal chat. You know, it looks like that we have lost our live feed on Facebook, which is a real bummer, and I'm not really quite sure what's going on. We're doing everything on our end to kind of get it figured out, so I don't think it's really necessarily our fault over here. You know, if you are still listening and you want to contribute for our final segment talking about the paranormal and anything else that's on your mind, ufology, Bigfoot, whatever, you can call in 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. And I really appreciate everyone listening and taking part and whatnot. Sometimes technology, Facebook, or just the fact that sometimes we use some popular music to start the show off, kicks us off of our Facebook pages. So that's what happens when you try to be creative and fun. And, you know, that's just how it goes. But whatever. We're still talking about the paranormal. Last segment, we talked about spirits showing up in your dreams. And, you know, I think we covered that pretty well. And, you know, if you had an experience like that, give me a call. We can try to fit that in. And we also were talking about haunted dolls. You know, talking about what's going on when we try to use a spirit box to reach out to a voodoo doll, as well as this doll named Charlie that Christy had. And I believe that Christy got the Charlie doll without really expecting it to be haunted or anything, but just that she liked the doll, Charlie McCarthy. It's a doll from the 1930s. And, you know, we got some incredible stuff through there. And, you know, we talked about the spirit box and, you know, one of the ways that you can connect to spirits that way. I find, and as an investigator, the spirit box is not the only way to reach out to spirits, but it's something I love doing. So I talk about it a lot. You know, there's so many amazing ways to reach out to spirits. But for me, that kind of that live interaction, when you get those intelligent responses through this little radio, is to me the best thing ever. We have also tried, you know, not only have we tried with these haunted dolls, but we've tried reaching out to angels, and we're going to do that again. We tried reaching out to aliens. You know, it's radio waves. Why not? Why not see if they come through? And when we do those, once again, as I said, when we're doing the voodoo one, the responses are really interesting. You can tell that something different is coming through the radio. And I don't know. I find that to be really exciting. I find that to be so much fun to be able to do that. So I don't know. You know, check it out tonight, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on the Facebook pages like MN Ghost Box, my personal profile page, Things Network, Free Spirited Network. These are all wonderful, wonderful things. So, no, it's good. It's all good. Check it out. Now, I also wanted to talk a little bit about books. If you're reading any paranormal books, I'd love to know what you're reading, because I brought in a couple of my favorites that I'm currently going through. And one I particularly wanted to talk about, I'm really hoping that I can get Richard on the show, author Richard Estep. And these are a couple of these books are published by Llewellyn Books, and Llewellyn is a new sponsor of ours too, so that's really cool. But the book that I'm holding up, if you are able to see me, is called The Horrors of Fox Hollow Farm, which is truly one of my favorite books I think I've ever read about on the paranormal and about one particular case. And this case, the show is – this book, at least what the case is about, was also featured on Ghost Adventures. And it's the unraveling the history and hauntings of a serial killer's home. This home, which is a beautiful home that's kind of in the middle of nowhere, which is very, very secluded, is out in Indiana. And Herb Bauermeister, he allegedly killed at least 11 men, and that he was pretty much focusing on the gay community, finding victims. And it's a lot of these spirits are still at this house, and there's a lot of unrest there. And Richard's book really focuses on those murders and the investigations that he carried out with his team. And honestly, this is an amazing book because it's so well detailed and it's so well documented, and not only just of his stuff, but also other investigators that he has worked with and the history of it all. Definitely, once again, The Horrors of Fox Hollow Farm. Definitely check it out. If you're one of those people that like to read paranormal books, and I love to read them, and when I get an author on the show, I do my very best to read the entire book, because otherwise, what's the point? I'm not going talking points. I want to read everything about it. Also, as I'm grabbing my Kindle, because I've been reading a lot of books on Kindle, and the one I just finished, and it took me a while to finish it only because it's very hard sometimes to find the time to read. When I used to commute to downtown Minneapolis on the bus, I would take my Kindle and I would read every day. Now I got to find time to read because I'm not doing the commute, so I'm using my time differently. But there's a book by Troy Taylor called One Night in Washington, and that is the story of Abraham Lincoln and his spiritualism. Now, we always understood Mary Todd Lincoln to have a lot of, you know, be a spiritualist, and that she often was, you know, leaning on mediums, leaning on spiritualists for information and whatnot. What I didn't realize is how much Abraham Lincoln did. I always thought it was more of him kind of, you know, if he went to any sort of medium galleries or anything, that it was, you know, his wife that made him come along. That's not the case. There's one medium in particular that he had actually tried to get some information, like some thoughts on how to move forward during the Civil War. So I'm hoping to get Troy on also at some point in May. We've been talking about it. One Night in Washington is one that, you know, it's a great book, a lot of history, but also a lot of Lincoln's premonition of his own death, Lincoln in his spiritualism, Lincoln in terms of how the assassination played out, and how John Wilkes Booth, more of what happened with him. We're also going to try to reach out to on Tuesday for the experimental sessions through the Spirit Box. We're going to try to reach out to John Wilkes Booth. So that is one that I love history, and I love knowing the paranormal side to it. And boy, when it comes to Lincoln, there is just a lot of stuff that's too coincidental, and that really you can see that through this book, Lincoln had one point in history that he converged with history itself for the outcome that we got from the not only the Civil War, but everything afterwards. It's absolutely a phenomenal book. Troy Taylor, One Night in Washington. Definitely check that out. Another book that I am reading currently is called, just very simply, it's called The Presidents and UFOs. So you can imagine what that's about. That's really up my alley also. Hopefully we'll get them in also. Don't forget, folks, next Sunday is Easter. So, you know, we're going to be replaying our episode of Enchanted Boutique with Jenny Davis. That's going to be a lot of fun to hear that again. They have a lot of stuff going on. And then Katrina Weidman the week after. Thank you all for joining me, and we'll see you next week. Take care, everyone.